From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There is no question that Pope John Paul II saw Mel Gibson's new movie, The Passion of the Christ, but did the Pope then make a comment endorsing the picture? The Vatican says no, but the film's producer says he did. The movie, about the last 12 hours in the life of Jesus Christ, has yet to be released, but for months it's been mired in controversy. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
The website for The Passion comes in 18 languages, including Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, as well as Latin and Aramaic, the two languages in which the film was shot. The trailer offers some gory scenes and a bit of soundtrack. The site's news section is dedicated to articles written about the film, including several claiming that after a private screening in the papal apartments in early December, Pope John Paul II uttered these five words, "It is as it was." The movie's promoters ran with this alleged quote, swiftly turning it into the first ever papal plug for a Hollywood movie. A movie which Jewish and Christian leaders alike fear could revive the centuries-old charge of deicide against the Jews. Journalist and author Ruth Gruber has been closely monitoring the affair. She says the use of the papal quote was an attempt to create buzz.
In the Hollywood business, any publicity is good publicity. It's the way that buzz was created for a film that probably nobody would go to see in the first place. A film in Aramaic is not going to be a big hit at the local multiplex.
More than a month and many articles later, the Vatican intervened. In a rare on-the-record interview, the Pope's personal secretary and closest aide, Archbishop Stanislav Divitz, said categorically the Holy Father told no one his opinion of this film. In response, Gibson's production company said it had emails from Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Valls confirming the alleged papal comment and encouraging its use again and again and again. A few days later, Navarro spoke publicly for the first time on the movie affair. He denied the email's authenticity and issued a statement confirming the Pope saw the movie, which Navarro said is a depiction of what is in the Gospels. But he added it's not the Pope's habit to make public comments about works of art. John Allen, Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter, said Navarro's statement raised more questions than it answered.
Which, in the kind of Byzantine psychology of Vatican speak, seemed to a lot of people like a backhanded way of acknowledging that there may have been a private comment that had inadvertently sort of leaked out onto the public record.
John Allen says that by now the information is so muddled, no one can assert with absolute confidence what the Pope did or did not say. Several Vatican watchers believe a purported papal endorsement of Gibson's movie may have caused dismay in Catholic circles, especially in the United States, for its potentially negative effects on the Catholic-Jewish dialogue. Also, the controversy flared at a time of rising concern in Europe over a resurgence of antisemitism. Some analysts speculate that conservative sectors of the Vatican may have a vested interest in securing the papal seal of approval for a very traditionalist, albeit cinematographic, interpretation of the gospel. Most of all, the controversy has underscored the long-brewing problem of mixed messages coming from the Vatican. John Allen says that the Pope is increasingly frail and less involved in setting the line on a day-to-day basis. Therefore, others are stepping into that role.
It is becoming increasingly difficult for outsiders to know who can speak authoritatively as to what the Vatican's position is, especially when key Vatican personnel are giving apparently contradictory answers to questions, as was the case here.
The Vatican has never been known for its easygoing relationship with the media, but this controversy has left a particularly bitter taste among Vatican correspondents. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.